Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, there's just hours to go until President Trump is expected to announce those tariffs from the Rose Garden of the White House. And the big question remains, do we have any clearer idea of what he has in store? Well, before we go, let's speak to Stephen Carroll, who's host of Bloomberg Daybreak Europe. Stephen, hello and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Claire.
Do we have any clearer idea as to what he might be announcing this evening?
Somewhat. So our colleagues in Washington have been looking into some of the options that are said to be still on the table, discussions still undergoing this early morning in Washington on what exactly Donald Trump is going to announce. One of the options on the table is a tiered approach. So there'll be a rate between 10 and 20% applied to all imports from countries, so an entire country will be hit with between 10 or 20%, depending on how much Donald Trump and his administration feel there are barriers imposed going the other direction on American goods. Another possibility is a flat 20% for everyone. And there are some reports too suggesting that maybe it could be something even more targeted, that where individual countries will get individual measures. So an awful lot of questions still to be answered. It certainly is going to be a very big day for markets, for investors. It's interesting that the announcement was pushed back to coincide with the close of the markets on Wall Street. We know that Donald Trump watches the stock market a lot, so we're not going to get a full reaction from markets until the trading day starts in Asia a couple of hours afterwards. We'll be watching things like the currency markets to see how investors are interpreting these approach. This is a massive change to a $24 trillion global goods trade, potentially the biggest in decades. And we've talked about trade tariffs in the past. They've usually been going in the other direction, tariffs coming down. This time, it looks like it's going to be a big jump, and a big jump that affects some of the world's biggest economies.
And the markets that you've been watching this morning, is there a sort of standstill in play now? Everybody holding their breath?
Exactly that. After a terrible few months for markets, I mean, the S&P 500, which is the benchmark Wall Street index, had its worst 3 months versus the rest of the world since 2009. The NASDAQ index, where the big tech companies are listed, had its worst quarter in 3 months, or 3 years rather. So it's been a particularly bad time for American shares. The flip side of that is, where do investors go when things are uncertain? They put it into things like gold. Gold's been hitting record highs almost every day for the past couple of weeks. I had another one this morning, and it's had its best 3 months since 1986.
All right, so everyone is moving in, piling into gold for the safety and stability of it. We were talking about pharma in great detail earlier on in the programme. Is there a sense that there could be staggered announcements for particular sectors?
At the moment, the focus is expected to be countries. The sectoral announcements could come down the line. But if you look at where the countries are targeting, that might give you an indication that perhaps countries that do have large pharmaceutical exports, like Ireland, may be hit with one of the higher rates of a tariff. That might reflect something in the detail of this as well. A lot of the investors and economists that we speak to are saying this may only be the first day of it. There could be weeks and months of negotiation to come, but also potentially further announcements down the line.
Stephen, thank you so much. Stephen Carroll there, host of Daybreak Europe on Bloomberg.